and welcome to this year's Word Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Symes. I'm an author, entrepreneur, mum, and wife. A couple of years ago, I realized the power of theming my year with a single word when I selected the word love and did everything I could to embody this word into all facets of my life. The positive impact this word had on my life was so profound that I wrote a book about my experience called A Year of Love, Finding Peace One Day at a Time. Since then, I continue to follow my Word of the Year theme and also select a Word of the Month, which I explore further in this podcast series. In each episode, I will dive deeper into the significance of my monthly word, which will hopefully inspire and motivate you to use more positive words too, and ultimately, change your life, one day at a time. I also share quotes and other sparks of inspiration related to my monthly word on my blog and Facebook page. Check out the links for these in the show notes. Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. This month, I'm focusing on the practice of rituals. Rituals are a powerful tool we can utilize in our lives every day to help us establish healthy habits and ultimately achieve our goals. Over the course of human existence, rituals have served as threads that weave together the fabric of our lives, infusing meaning, structure, and connection to our daily experiences. From the simple act of brewing morning coffee to the elaborate ceremonies marking life's milestones, rituals hold a profound significance in cultures and societies around the world. In this episode, we'll delve into the essence of rituals, understanding their significance, and uncovering how they can enrich and elevate our lives. Let's begin by considering, what is a ritual? At its core, a ritual is a symbolic action or series of actions performed with intention and meaning. It encompasses a wide spectrum of practices, ranging from religious ceremonies and cultural traditions to personal habits and routines. What distinguishes a ritual from a mere habit or routine is the conscious awareness and intentionality behind it. Rituals are deliberate acts performed with reverence and purpose, often serving to mark transitions, honor beliefs, and foster connection. Let's take the act of making your morning coffee as an example. This is something you probably do at the same time each morning. Habit. But when you also take a few moments to savor the aroma and taste your brew and set your intention for your day ahead, this practice is upgraded from a daily habit to a meaningful ritual. Rituals play a multifaceted role in our lives, serving as anchors that ground us amidst the ebb and flow of life's uncertainties. Here's how rituals can profoundly impact our lives. Number 1. Providing structure and stability. In a world characterized by rapid change and unpredictability, rituals offer a sense of structure and stability. They create a rhythm to our days, anchoring us in familiar patterns and providing a sense of continuity amidst chaos. Think of a baby or a small child as an example. Small people thrive on routine or rituals. Meals and naps at the same time each day, a story before bed, singing the same songs, etc. Adults are not dissimilar. Whilst we might enjoy being spontaneous and trying something new, too much newness and change all the time can throw us off our game. Balance the novelty with the grounding benefits of rituals. Number 2. Cultivating mindfulness and presence. Rituals invite us to be fully present in the moment, engaging our senses and awareness in the here and now. Whether it's the mindful preparation of a meal or the meditative practice of lighting candles, rituals encourage us to slow down, savor the moment, and cultivate a deeper sense of mindfulness. Rituals such as washing the dishes provide us with moments where it's not necessary to think. We can fully immerse ourselves in the action of the task. Number 3. Marking transitions and milestones. From birth to death and everything in between, rituals serve as markers of life's transitions and milestones. Whether it's a birthday, graduation ceremony, a wedding celebration, or a funeral service, rituals provide a framework for acknowledging and honoring significant moments in our lives. These rituals are often supported with other comforting rituals, such as singing happy birthday and enjoying cake together. Number 4. Fostering connection and community. Rituals have the remarkable ability to forge bonds of connection and solidarity among individuals and communities. Whether it's the communal gathering for a religious service or the annual family reunion, rituals create opportunities for shared experiences, mutual support, and collective identity. Sharing rituals can range from large organized events, such as festivals, to a family sitting down and watching the same program on TV one night every week. Number 5. Nurturing meaning and purpose. At their essence, rituals are imbued with meaning and symbolism that resonate deeply within our values, beliefs, and aspirations. They offer a way to express and reaffirm our sense of identity, belonging, and purpose in the world, providing a source of comfort, inspiration, and guidance along life's journey. Next, let's consider how we can incorporate rituals into our daily life. While rituals often evoke images of grand ceremonies and elaborate traditions, they need not be extravagant to be meaningful. In fact, some of the most powerful rituals are those woven into the fabric of our everyday lives. Here are some ways to incorporate rituals into your daily routine. Number 1. Morning rituals. Start your day with intention by incorporating simple morning rituals that set a positive tone for the day ahead. Whether it's savoring a cup of tea or coffee, meditating, journaling, exercising by going for a run or practicing yoga, carve out time for activities that nourish your body, mind, and spirit. Number 2. Mealtime rituals. Transform mealtime into a sacred ritual by gathering with loved ones, expressing gratitude for the food before you, and savoring each bite mindfully. Whether it's a family dinner or a solo meal, infuse your dining experience with intention and presence. In our family, we like to take turns in talking about the best things about our day. Even if it's been a tough day, this exercise is a great way of focusing on the positive moments throughout the day. Number 3. Evening rituals. Wind down your day with soothing evening rituals that signal to your body and mind that it's time to relax and unwind. Whether it's taking a warm bath, practicing meditation, or reading a book before bed, create a calming bedtime routine that prepares you for restorative sleep. I'm a big fan of taking a warm bath and using essential oils, either diluted in the bath or in a diffuser. Using calming essential oils such as lavender before bed help trigger our senses to associate those scents with relaxation and sleep. A warm mug of herbal sleepy tea also helps signal that it's time to wind down. Number 4. Seasonal rituals. Embrace the rhythm of the seasons by incorporating seasonal rituals that celebrate nature's cycles and transitions. Whether it's planting a garden in the spring, enjoying outdoor activities in the summer, or cozying up by the fireplace in the winter, honor the changing seasons with rituals that connect you to the natural world. I'm a big fan of early morning or evening walks during summer when the days are longer, and try to make the most of this time by walking our dogs with my husband and family. Number 5. Personal growth rituals. Cultivate personal growth and self-discovery through rituals that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's setting intentions through meditation, practicing gratitude journaling, or engaging in creative expression, carve out time for rituals that support your journey of self-discovery and evolution. I aim to read for 30 minutes each day, and pair this with cycling on my exercise bike to get some gentle movement at the same time. In a world that often prioritizes productivity and efficiency, rituals remind us of the sacred beauty to be found in the ordinary moments of life. They invite us to slow down, cultivate mindfulness, and infuse our daily experiences with meaning and purpose. Whether it's the simple act of lighting a candle or the elaborate celebration of a cultural tradition, rituals have the power to enrich and elevate our lives, fostering connection, gratitude, and joy along the way. Now it's your turn. Grab your journal and take a few moments to reflect on the following questions. Number 1. What rituals do you practice daily? Which of these rituals do you look forward to the most? Number 2. What rituals do you enjoy practicing with others? Number 3. What are your favorite seasonal rituals? Number 4. What personal growth rituals do you currently practice? Number 5. What are the benefits of the rituals in your life at the moment? Number 6. Are there any rituals in your life at the moment that don't serve you and you want to let go of? And finally, number 7. What type of rituals would you like more of in your life? I'll leave you with this quote from Twyla Tharp. Turning something into a ritual eliminates the question, why am I doing this? If you've enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful if you could leave a rating and review. Each review helps others find this podcast, and it absolutely makes my day reading them. I'd be delighted to assist you further on your journey of personal development and growth. If you're looking for more inspiration, check out my book, A Year of Love, Finding Peace One Day at a Time. Or if you're looking for a little more morning motivation, take a look at my free course, Magical Mornings. If you'd like to learn more about journaling, my course, Joyful Journaling Journey, could be just what you need. In the meantime, if you want some inspiring journaling prompts to kickstart your journaling practice, you can grab my free journaling guide with 100 prompts. This guide also includes some super helpful info on the benefits of journaling, along with tips on how to establish a consistent journaling practice. Links for all of these helpful tools and resources can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can join me next time.